Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, March 29th. The year is just flying by. It's going to be April already. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today my guest is Renee Smith, president of the Detroit Chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America, which is holding a Detroit Authors Networking event on March 31st. And we'll hear all the details right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Noble's on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, March 29th. Today, my guest is Renee Smith, president of the Detroit chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. And I want to welcome Renee Smith to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Renee.
Hello. How are you, Andrea?
I am well. How are you?
All is well. No complaints. Moving forward.
Good. Moving forward. I like that. I like that. Renee, let's start the conversation off by you telling us what the Women Entrepreneurs of America and the Detroit chapter is all about.
The woman, initially, the Women's Entrepreneur of America, Detroit chapter, is the first global chapter that was actually implemented in 2006. It was a woman that went to the headquarters meeting in Cleveland and attended a meeting there. And from there, it inspired her, and she felt as though that it should be implemented here and that we here in Detroit could benefit from it. Madam founder Yolanda Walker, she organized, she had a vision, she had a dream, and what happened was she said to herself that she wanted to be her own boss and be her own economy. So she opened up Women's Entrepreneur of America with the vision to empower and support disadvantaged women. Women's Entrepreneur of America has been in the, been open over 14, 15 years, has several global headquarters. Women's Entrepreneur of America and Associated, her life with others, and she envisioned her being a tool of collaboration to partner with others to help others. We here at Detroit, Michigan, have undergone several presidents. Many of them have branched off. It's a reproduction process because we produce entrepreneurs here at Women's mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs of America. And, you know, like the story Roots, you never forget your roots or where you started mm-hmm. from. She welcomes every individual from any quarter of life that would like to come and be a part of the membership here and partake in what she has to offer. But what's unique about Women's Entrepreneur of America in Detroit, being as we are a product of Women's of Entrepreneur of America Global Incorporated, is we meet the individual where they are. Like me, for instance. Mm. It's been maybe just over a year, maybe a year, that I have actually been with Women's Entrepreneur of America. I've had the opportunity to sit on the teleconference to see how she works, to listen to how she talks, to see how she travels. Each year, she has a vision to travel to different states that we bring our products to that different state. If you, Andrea, just happen to be a person that might sew clothing and she decides to go to Hawaii, well, you can bring your market at the networking events that she holds annually. And if it's in Hawaii in 2018, you can bring that and vendor that at your table. She travels around the world continuously. So this is something she wants us to do because she feels as though if we help one another up. Matter of fact, let me say it like this. Sisterhood is not just talk. It's a walk with action. So she believes in sisterhood and a walk with action. Many people have come through her and started their own business and quite possibly opened their own organizations. But we empower and support others. I just happened to come at a building where I was at another nonprofit organization. I came in the front reception desk, and I was like, what is that over there? So the gentleman, he began to tell me about it. He escorted me in. I went and sat down and talked to her. And I, right then and there, I felt as though that I could connect. It's a connection. So from own experience, she knows how it is to not have. She know how it is. She can relate to somebody not having a car. She can relate to somebody being homeless. And she can relate to helping others because she is still helping people even in where she stayed, where she's living. So when it comes down to Women's Entrepreneur of America as associated with the Detroit Authors networking event, we have a member here in Detroit, Michigan. Her name is Gail Mississippi. She happened to come into Women's Entrepreneur of America maybe 2 or 3 months before I did. And she had said when she came in that she felt like she was all alone and it was, you know, kind of like difficult per se for her to get her book off her foot. But since she came to Entrepreneur of America, it helped her. It encouraged her. So it's a place where we empower one another. We believe that Madam Father Yolanda, she saw in Detroit, Michigan, an entrepreneurial spirit. She saw that they have what it takes to come forth, to bring forth, and to birth forth. But we must realize one thing that she stresses all the time: partnership, collaboration, lift one another up, push yourself. You don't get nothing if you don't do nothing, but you meet that person. So that's what we do here at Women's Entrepreneur of America in Detroit, Michigan. You come in, you become a member, we talk to you, you become do some of the workshops, you get involved, and you whatever that entrepreneur niche that you have, it will come forth. And you know, we don't stress to don't let the Joneses get you down. Don't try to emulate no one or try to move too fast. But when you have a goal and your objective, we want you to be your own economy and your own boss. As Madam Founder Yolanda Walker of Women's Entrepreneur of America Global Incorporated would say, she is her own economy and her own boss. Well, with this organization, we realize that the economic status of Detroit, Michigan, the government needs some help. We believe that fortified mind in unity together, pulling all the resources and gifts and talents that we have, we can actually put a dent in that economical disparity. We want our community of Detroit, Michigan to come alive. We want our community of Detroit, Michigan, do not live like you're dying, but live like you've got thousands and thousands of years to live. And the only way we're going to do that is if we work together, we get out there, we walk, we talk, we collaborate, we partner, we connect, and we encourage and uplift one another. So that's about Women's Entrepreneur of America, and my story as far as it relates to me. It helped me out a lot. Now I was going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute. But I have heard you say so many wonderful things about the organization. Your founder Yolanda Walker stresses partnerships and connections. You have within the organization workshops. You travel. You get guidance, encouragement, and you are encouraged specifically to be your own economy. And so, tell us, you were getting ready to go into the story about your own personal situation that maybe led you to the Women Entrepreneurs of America, and how becoming a part of that organization may have changed your life and changed your business.
Okay, well, I would say this. Number one, down through the years, you know, as we grow, we begin to realize, wow, this is something that I love. Wow, I've been doing this all my life.
Hold on just one minute, Renee. Tell us what your business is. That's what we want to start off with in your story. What is your business?
Okay, my business is going about being a motivational speaker to motivate others, to do the best. I bring forth accurate knowledge, words of persuasion, and I infuse your mind with thoughts that will resonate forever. That is what I am. I'm a motivational speaker, community activist by birth. That right there is where I just want to leave that right there, because the avenue, I know my audiences. So whatever my audience may be and whoever I may speak with, I carry a word of encouragement. I've heard this a long time ago, that words have power. I believe that my words have impacted many people by what I speak. And I know that by birth it's a God-given gift, that I'm a motivational speaker, and I will persuade you and persuade someone else that will resonate in their mind that, hey, maybe I can do something better. Now, that would be my logo. My logo is to be encouraged, encourage someone, and encourage encouragement. That's the business that I do.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. I hear the motivational speaker when you're talking. So that's a wonderful point. Now, somebody may be listening, and with all the information that you've given already, they might want to know, how can they become a member of the Women Entrepreneurs of America? How can they become a member?
Well, there's two ways. If they want to go online, they can go online to Women's Entrepreneur of America .com, and they can go online and become a member, or they can come like monthly, and we have like a meeting, and we meet up, And if they want to become a member then, they can become a member then. Even if they come, there's always open membership. If, like, they decide that they want to come to the Detroit Authors Networking event, they're more than welcome to become a member then. For the first year, it's $99, and after that, on a yearly basis, it's $65. It offers, it's like she doesn't micromanage any particular chapter. So it's just like we're independent, but we're under the umbrella. So we have to get out there and do the work and the footwork ourselves so that we can progress in what we're doing and our endeavors to meet that disadvantaged person and empower and support them to bring them up to where they feel as though that, wow, I can conquer the world and I don't even see a mountain anymore. But the open enrollment and membership is always open. Again, they can go online, womensentrepreneurofamerica.com, and they can, for the first year is $99. After that, yearly is $65. And we also have monthly meetings. It will be various places. It might be the Detroit Library. It might be we might just go down and sit at the Bamboo. It will be different venues to give us a sense of exposure. You know how, like, sometimes we just want to go sit at home, but we want to see what Detroit is all about. Let's begin to just go out and see what's in Detroit. So that is the ideal place to meet up sometime for membership.
Right. Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Open membership all the time. And that's great that you all go to the different venues around Detroit. And I am today I'm talking with Renee Smith, who is president of the Detroit chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. And her organization is holding a networking event for authors this Friday. Let's talk about that particular event. And it's interesting, and I like that you're holding that event, because essentially authors are businesses. Once you write a book or if you have a publishing company, you are a business. So tell us about that event and about the decision to hold that particular event for authors.
The Detroit Authors Networking event was inspired by our founder, Madam Yolanda Walker, Women's Entrepreneur of America. Gail, Mississippi, she is a member, an active member of Women's Entrepreneur of America, and she is a member of the Detroit chapter of Women's Entrepreneur of America. She has two books that she has written, and Madam President Founder, she said, she saw something in Gail, and she wanted to help her to get, you know, some publicity, some media. So she inspired, you know, and it was sponsored by the R Series Women's Entrepreneur of America to help our member in Detroit, Michigan, to help to get her book sold, to encourage her that she can become the writer and author, and for her dreams that she have envisioned for her books, it is possible to come to pass. And that's how Detroit Entrepreneurs of America first came into existence. We had our first Detroit Entrepreneurs of America event in September of 2016, September the 28th. And it was a kickoff launch of that, and that was our very own member Gail, who has a book called Uninvited Guest. If you went to Detroit Detroit chapter of Women's Entrepreneur of America page on Facebook, you will see that the Uninvited Guest, you will look and see that she was the first one. And at the first network event, she sold all her books. So that's how the Detroit Arthur's networking event came to pass. And
so you have this event for authors periodically. What do you have planned for that particular evening, for this Friday? Who are we going to meet?
We're going to be meeting at the Thinker's Loft. Now remember, this is what I want you all to remember, empowering and support. And one thing that she stresses is collaboration. We're going to be having the Detroit Entrepreneurs of America Global Incorporated Detroit Authors Networking event at the Thinker's Loft, located in Detroit, Michigan, at 14346 East Jefferson off of Chalmers. Venetia Lyons is giving us this space in a nice, spacious, comfortable place where we can just relax and the light bulb of our thoughts can just flow and radiate. I met Venetia through another individual by the name of Ricky Baker, whom Madam Fonda Yolanda mentioned to me to reach out to. As I reached out to him, he collectively reached out to someone else, told me to reach out to someone else. So as I reached out to that person, I connected, we communicated, now we're compromising. So as we connect, as we communicate, as we compromising, this collaboration has come to fruition that on March the 31st, at the Thinker's Loft, starts at 4 p.m., ends at 6:30. We will have feature an author of by the name of C.L. McCann. The name of her book is Lipstick on Both Sides of My Sheet, and it tells a tale of how we can change, or you know, some of the things that it's more than that. C.L. McCann is also the president of Women's Entrepreneur of America. She's another chapter in Flint, Michigan. She came through. Yes, so this is a testimony of some of the women that came through Women's Entrepreneur of America. And she'll tell you in a minute. She said she used to be like that, but that would be better for her to tell you, because I believe that after this, you will have more conversations with them. As you know, let me tell my testimony the way God wants me to tell my testimony, and let them tell them their testimony the way God wants to tell their testimony. But I can tell you one thing, I have been encouraged. So C.L. McCann, she's going to be our author to March the 31st, 4 o'clock to 6:30 p.m., 14346 Thinker's Loft on East Jefferson off of Chalmers. And we're going to have a marvelous time.
It's going to be great. Is there a cost to get in to attend?
We are accepting donations. I really didn't want to just like put that out on like the page, you know, because it's so much going on. I don't want to discourage no one not to come.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when you come, you give a donation. What that donation will go to immediately for, like, you maybe like the lease of the space, or maybe like a raffle. And whatever else is may be needed towards, like maybe like one of the women in Detroit Entrepreneurs of America, they may want to go travel and can't travel. So, but the one thing for sure, because we are in collaboration with Thinker's Loft, and Venetia Lyons has made that space available. Well, you know, gas, lights, and water, you know, it's keeping
mm-hmm.
it real. So,
right.
There's no specific donation. We're just asking for donations each time you come, or you can just make a donation, and you can put it to Thinker's Loft in care of Detroit Authors Networking Event, and that can be applied to maybe like the building, or maybe like some catering for you, or you know, the literature. And again, I say some of the monies will be, you know, calculated to going to Women's Entrepreneur of America, because we are a global incorporated, so we're trying to lift up one another to the point that we can be independent on our own. So right now we're collaborating with Venetia Lyons at Thinker's Loft, and she has made the space available for us for every last Friday of each month. Sometimes, you know, the Friday might be a fifth Friday, but every last Friday of each month, she has made that accommodation. So we want to make sure that, because, you know, we have to pay for some space, you know, to have a
right.
Site. Good space where we can just flow and let our juices flow. You had asked me a question. You had asked me a question, what do I have planned? Well, some things you want to have an element of surprise, and I'm the type of person I'm the type of person that president of this organization I want this to be an element of surprise. It's going to be, we will have like maybe like some mini workshops or some mini icebreakers. And I think that will be a lot to, we might just sit back and say, like, if we here today were to write a book, take three paragraphs to write in maybe 10 minutes and write something starting you off at a book. So there will be impromptu workshops. There will be impromptu icebreakers. I may call you to get up there and say something about just writing maybe in maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So that's to break the ice before we bring the featured speaker. And the featured speaker platform from 30 to 45 minutes where they let their creative juices flow, and then there's a question and answer. You can either purchase the book if they have the books with them. You can either go online, which I encourage if those that can that come to buy the books in advance if they can. Those that cannot, you know, if those that cannot have their inventory with them, then you can still buy the books in advance. That those that come bring you some books, somebody, you know, somebody might already purchase your book online, but they decide they might want to give it to someone else. This is what Detroit Authors Networking is all about, empowering and supporting one another. Lawyers get paid.
Well, Renee, this is so exciting. This event that you all are having is so exciting, and I want to commend you all for looking out for authors the way you do and for looking out for entrepreneurs the way you do. And I am so sorry, but our time is up. This has been a wonderful time on the air with you. You've given us some great information, and I want to thank you, and I want to encourage everybody, authors, anybody interested in authors, interested in reading, to attend the Detroit chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America and their networking event for authors this Friday. So thank you so much, Renee, for being with me today.
Thank you very much. And they can read me at my Gmail, reneesmith856@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, and you have a good rest of your night.
Thank you very much, Ms. Daniels. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that is all for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to again thank Renee Smith of the Detroit chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America for being my guest today. Be sure to check out that organization at womenentrepreneursofamerica.com. And if you can, go to their networking event for authors this Friday from 4 to 6:30 at Thinkers Loft, 14346 East Jefferson in Detroit, off Chalmers. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff as we open National Poetry Month with my guest, Detroit poet Deonte Osiande, to talk about his new book, Class. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there so much for listening in. I appreciate you, and have a good rest of your day and a good week. Bye-bye.